and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Morgan Norwood. New rules for artificial intelligence. President Biden says seven major tech companies have voluntarily agreed to add safeguards to identify AI content and share data with the public and government. Executives from Google, Amazon, Microsoft are among those on board.
Companies have an obligation to make sure their technology is safe before releasing it to the public. That means testing the capabilities of their systems, assessing their potential risks, and making the results of these assessments public.
The president also called on lawmakers to finalize bipartisan legislation to regulate AI. Extreme heat and severe storms are the two threats for millions of Americans from coast to coast. Triple-digit temperatures leading to more heat-related deaths. Las Vegas now a week into temps above 110 degrees. For Phoenix, it's three straight weeks. Legendary singer Tony Bennett has died. This award-winning singer, known for hits I Left My Heart in San Francisco and collaborations with numerous pop stars, died at his home in New York. Bennett was 96. This is ABC News. Well, you should know about a new sophisticated scheme to wire money out of your account. Here's ABC's consumer affairs correspondent, Becky Worley.
Courtney Black says she received a text message appearing to be from her bank, Chase.
I got a text message that said, "Did you authorize a wire transfer?" I texted back, "No." 2 minutes later, I get a phone call from a 1-800 number, and I answered it.
She says the caller identified himself as a Chase employee, and he would help her cancel the fraudulent transfer.
He told me, "You need to enter this account number," because that's the account it was going to. Section by section, he was telling me how to do it.
Black says she saw all the money in her accounts disappear.
And the bank has no obligation to make good on the theft. Wire transfers are exempt from FDIC protections. It's game day debut for Lionel Messi. The highly paid soccer superstar is expected to play tonight for the first time with his new team in Inter Milan in their Fort Lauderdale home stadium. Messi earns more than $50 million per year. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. The 63rd Lumberjack World Championships continues today in Hayward. Dozens of competitions from throwing and chopping to log rolling and sawing are on display through Saturday's championships. Tickets are available and the event is being live streamed on its website. The St. Croix County Fair is underway. The event, which is held in Glenwood City, features a demolition derby, truck and tractor pulls, a carnival, and music. Admission is free. The fair goes through Sunday. It's also time for the Barron County Fair, which features animal exhibits, a carnival, free entertainment, and more. That event is in Rice Lake through Sunday. And if you go one county over, Ladysmith is hosting its annual Mardi Gras celebration, which will have a parade, fireworks, rides and games, and free music. That event is at Memorial Park through Sunday. And this weekend is also Country Jam, which continues today north of Eau Claire at its new location on County Highway T. The headliners for the next 2 days are Lee Bryce and Tim McGraw. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, "Yeah, why is DEI so dangerous?" And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, "Hello, are you there?" I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out, and for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today, Matt and Patrick. How are you today, Patrick?
Doing all right. Obviously, some sad news from the entertainment world this afternoon.
Tony Bennett. Well, this morning, yeah, it was this morning that they announced the passing of Tony Bennett. Unless someone, has anyone else passed away? Did I miss someone else?
No, I was talking about Tony Bennett.
I don't want it to be any worse. Yeah, now a very sad loss today. That one of the great voices, and it's amazing because I was just listening to the Smartless podcast of they were talking to Paul Anka, and you just don't realize how insanely popular and good and you know fluent he was at music, and it just there was this parade of guys that came through. Bennett was one of them. And one of the great pop singers of all time. Very sad. We'll talk more about that coming up here in a little bit. 952-946-6205. We've got to start off with our first guest, though, for today. Susie Kaufman is the state chair of the chapter of Moms Demand Action Minnesota. She's kind enough to join us today to talk about her organization and the session that just happened. Hi, Susie. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
My absolute pleasure to have you with us today. I'm glad you are joining us because they just had the story, and I know this is Fargo, not Minnesota per se, but they had the story and they showed the picture of all the guns this one individual had. This man who shot the police officer, killed the police officer, shot two other police officers, and the arsenal of weapons there. And I the picture itself, I said, doesn't anyone else look at this and say, okay, how in the world is this a normal society that someone can, because no one had a problem with this man getting all these guns and all these bullets and all this stuff. No one had a problem with him until he did what clearly he was probably going to be doing, open fire on innocent people. And there, you know, I'm glad you're here because, you know, sometimes I have a hard time making sense of any of this.
I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to talk about some of the big progress that Minnesota made this year towards gun violence prevention. We passed two big bills into law signed by the governor, and they are both bills that are going to help keep Minnesotans safe from gun violence. So we are making strides. We passed a bill for universal background checks on all gun sales. So previously there was a loophole if you wanted to buy a gun at a gun show.
Well, I'll tell you what, Susie, if I can step in here, we have plenty of time to talk about this. I hope you can stick around for a little bit here. Let me start with you. Why did you get involved with Moms Demand Action?
Oh, sure. Well, that's an easy one. Just like many Americans, I feel concerned when I go out anywhere to the grocery store, when I send my kids to school. When I go to the movies, you know, I think we all know as Americans that gun violence hits us all, and none of us are immune. We can all be victims of gun violence at any time, basically, in this society. And I'm really happy to do my part to try to bring a safer Minnesota to and the United States to all of us. Just as a parent, it's really hard to send your kids to school every day and to think about parents who, just like me, sent their kids to school and then they didn't get to come home.
I have three kids myself, and how many times I went to a bus stop, got the kids off the bus, and just gave them a big hug because of another shooting in this country. And it just, you know, there doesn't seem to be any common sense at all sometimes with any of this. And so I'm glad your organization is out there and fighting. How long has the Minnesota chapter been around?
The Minnesota chapter has been around for about 10 years. Moms started as a national organization after the Sandy Hook shooting. And I think the Minnesota chapter started shortly right after that.
And how many members do you have here in Minnesota?
We have volunteers in almost every county, and we have about 40,000 volunteers in Minnesota.
And I want to drive people because obviously the more the merrier, I'm presuming, is what you're saying, Susie, right?
Absolutely.
Moms Demand Action. Yeah, momsdemandaction.org. Momsdemandaction.org, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Right. You got it. And we also have a demand action app that people can download and sign up that way as well.
All right. Now, it is, you know, this country is a patchwork of what is getting done and what is not getting done. I was As a matter of fact, I took a call from a friend out of state who said, hey, congratulations, you got some common sense gun regulations getting passed. I said, we are? You know, there were a lot of things that came through this spring. And I want to give the DFL a lot of credit because that they had to stand strong, especially in the Minnesota Senate, to get these bills passed. There was a tremendous amount of pressure from the pro-gun industry lobby, pro-gun individuals to basically try to stop this. And, you know, bless them, the DFL, they got it done.
That's right. I mean, what we did was monumental, especially given that there was just one vote majority in the Senate, especially for gun sense. So we are grateful to all of our gun sense champions who worked hard to get these bills passed.
Let's now, if you don't mind, jump into the bills that did get passed, because there, sure. Once again, there is this, anytime you talk about common sense gun regulation, there is this people that scream from the far right, oh, this is about, they want to take away everyone's guns, you know, and that's the case. And that's not, I mean, the gun regulations that we got passed here are really just bare bones, common sense stuff. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I think these are two foundational laws, really just, and common sense, as you say, that's what you like to say. These are just common sense gun laws. And the fact is that majority of Minnesotans and the majority of gun owners and responsible gun owners do support these bills.
Yes.
Because we all want to be safe.
Let's start with the red flag law, which I can't tell you. I'm very happy about this. I just read a story, an individual who was, you know, he had his guns. He was, you know, accused of domestic violence, was given his guns back, immediately went out there and killed his ex-partner. A red flag law, you know, this is basically, as much as people don't like these, this is law enforcement loves, for the most part, I'll get back to that in a second, but law enforcement for the most part likes this because it helps them identify people that really probably shouldn't have gun, especially if they have, you know, got a pattern of aggressive behavior towards their, you know, former, you know, wives, girlfriends, spouses, whatever the case may be. Yeah, this is just a common sense way to make sure that a tragedy does not happen.
Absolutely. And I think the main thing to point out is that the police can't just go take away someone's gun. Mm-hmm. There is a due process that happens, like through, and a judge has to decide that people can have their guns taken away. So it's not just that, people can run in and take your guns away based on some angry relative or someone who wants to get back at you. That's not how it works. There is due process, and people can go to the court and petition to, you know, fight the extreme risk protection order. So it's up to a judge to decide if the guns are taken away.
And by the way, just following the process, there is a court case. They decide, make the decision, and if the judge decides, he hands an order down, and that gets handed off to generally law enforcement. At that point, it's their responsibility to go and get the guns away from the individual who's been deemed a threat. Correct?
Yes, that's right.
And this is, and by the way, for everyone out there, one, a great example of maybe where something like this could have been very, very helpful was the shooting in Buffalo at the hospital, where you had an individual there who was clearly had a pattern of behavior and, but the ability to have guns. And I remember it was the Wright County Sheriff out there said, there's not much I could do to stop this guy from having guns. This law would have changed that. If the hospital wanted to, they could have petitioned the courts to possibly review the case and possibly had those guns taken away before that individual went in and shot up a hospital.
That's right. And also these laws are also helpful for people who might be a danger to themselves.
Yes.
So anybody who is, going through a mental health crisis might not be safe around weapons that are in their home. And so this is not only to keep, you know, other people safe, but also for people who are a danger to themselves.
And that's another great point, Susie, in that there are so many cases of self-inflicted damage via guns on people going through a mental health crisis. The ability to say, you know what, you know, we need to get you help, and no, getting a gun is not the right idea. I think that is, once again, back to common sense.
Absolutely. Yes. And suicide is a big issue in greater Minnesota as well. So it's very important. I think, you know, collectively as a state, we talk a lot about, you know, violence in the cities and in the urban areas, but gun violence is and suicide is a big issue in greater Minnesota as well.
And that's a huge topic. I mean, the mental health crisis is in outstate Minnesota are a massive problem. There's not the counselors out there and stuff. There's a lot that needs to be done there. But yeah, obviously this is a tool that might be able to help save some lives here. I want to ask you your thoughts here. I mean, there's already been one county sheriff who has basically said, I don't care if I do get a court order, I'm not taking anyone's guns. That's going to be somewhat frustrating to say, you know, this is not exactly the biggest reach of all time. This is just basically common sense to make sure people who are dangerous do not have guns. To have one individual basically thumb their nose at the state legislature, the governor, as well as a judge who's basically signed off on this, that is a little bit, it must be hard for you because, once again, you're making advances, but, you know, it does come down to it, you know, in some cases, a sheriff's department going in there and, you know, fulfilling the order from the courts.
Yes, that is extremely frustrating. I think you're absolutely right. Law enforcement's job is to enforce laws that are passed by the Minnesota legislature and signed into law by the. So I think what the best we can say is the more airtime we give to people who say they're not their jobs and enforce these laws, the more credibility we give them. So I'd rather focus on all the sheriffs who are going to enforce these laws and are grateful that the law has been passed.
Well, and you almost want to look at the sheriff, and this is me saying this, but you almost want to look at the sheriff and saying, okay, do you really want this to be your legacy? You refuse to take a gun away from someone, and then they turned it on themselves, they turned it on someone else, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there saying, you know, trying to tap dance around why you didn't try to prevent what was a preventable tragedy.
Yeah, and I mean, I think in general, what our view is, if you aren't going to enforce the laws and you're not going to be with us, then we're going to vote you out of office. So, you know, we are a, you know, group of people who are voters in Minnesota, and we care about electing officials who care about gun sense and enforcing common sense gun laws.
The background check expansion, let's talk a little bit about that. I don't know. Did you read that story in the Star Tribune where it tracked the guns and this one individual who was going around to all these individual stores and buying guns here? The reality is the guns are getting out there via people who are, for a lot of cases, going out there and just buying them. And I think we have to kind of shore up the purchasing rules here to prevent what is really some really horrible individuals who do not mind pouring guns into areas of the state where they're being used for crimes.
Yes, it is very disturbing. And so what the background check bill will do or law will do is require anybody who is going to purchase a gun in Minnesota to apply for a permit, and that permit, without that permit, they cannot buy a gun. And so that will allow people who go to gun shows or neighbors who want to sell to each other to have to go through this background check process. And so that's just one step. Obviously, not one law is going to solve gun violence in Minnesota, but that's one step in the right direction.
To my understanding, that permit process, that's one per gun, correct? So that, you know, you get the permit, you can go get the gun, no problem. But it's not a punch card where you can get 20 of them. It is something that there is a, you know, to prevent exactly what was described in that Star Tribune article from happening, this background check bill, I believe, does address that.
I actually can't speak to that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I believe that's the case. But needless to say, okay. I've been very vocal here. I think if you basically put a 20-year mandatory sentence on someone illegally selling a gun to someone else, I guarantee you, you'd start drying up the amount of illegal guns out there in society, because that's one of the big, great ugly truths of America, is there's a lot of people who are pouring guns into these situations and making a lot of money off of this cause. And I think this background check bill, it's going to go a long way to help out, because, yeah, they're, like I said, the gun show loophole alone is kind of crazy.
Yes, and we are also grateful to the Attorney General who's going after some of these straw purchases and people who are buying guns, and then distributing to people who should not be having guns in the first place. So, you know, we're trying from all fronts here to address gun violence in Minnesota.
It's got to be crazy. I deal with this stuff. I talk about gun violence all the time, and I get people that come back, and basically the mentality is you should love the gun that was just used to kill children in a school. You should love the gun that was just used to kill 60 people at a concert in Las Vegas. You should love the gun that's been used to basically shoot up an office space. And the idea, this is the crazy part about where we're at right now, is that what you've described, what you're working for, you know, this is not absolutism. But the other side, whenever you just bring something up, even when a shooting does happen, it's got to be just frustrating to see the people who's saying, well, praise the gun. And you're like, what are you talking about? Because, you know, I'm military. I'm U.S. Army. There is the reason why we give guns to soldiers is because you can't do that much damage with a lead pipe. You can't do that much damage with a bow and arrow. You can't do that much damage with a knife. And the military is hired to go fight in combat zones. That's why they are given these assault weapons and heavy duty machinery guns. The idea of them being everywhere in our society and loved and part of our culture, that is just it's lunacy to a point. And I think for your guys and your organization, you know, this fight has got to be, it's got to be encouraging when you see victories, but at the same time, you know that there is just such a fight ahead because there are just so many absolutists on the other side that know the gun is always good no matter what happens.
Well, that, yes, but I think we're also grateful to the responsible gun owners who also want this common sense gun legislation, mm-hmm. because, you know, the majority of Minnesotans who own guns, you know, support common sense gun legislation. The majority of Minnesotans support this. And so, you know, nobody wants to be nervous that when they drop their kid off at school, nobody wants to go to synagogue or church and, you know, have to look for the exit. And that is, I think, becoming more and more common in our society. And I think as it becomes, you know, more of a norm for everyone, people hopefully will begin to recognize that that's not a way to live. And if guns made us safer, we'd be the safest country in the world. And yet here we are.
And the place where all the guns are the easiest to get and maintain are the least safe in the country. My son was in Chicago last 4th of July at that parade in Highland Park. We were at the Edina parade last year, and got the call saying, "Dad, we're okay. Just want to let you know the news is about to break." And you're like, "What news?" And, you know, once again, here it is, just something you would never even dream of. A 4th of July parade, you know, absolutely destroyed by a man with a gun. And so for me, that's when it became something much more personal, is that my son was at a site of a shooting. And gratefully, his girlfriend and their family all got away. But yeah, this is... we're at a point that if we don't address this, and you're right, there are a lot of great gun owners out there. My parents were gun owners. They are hunters. I grew up with guns. I was in the military. I have legal guns. I have no problem really with most guns being legal. But the reality is that that's not what we're looking at now. It's arsenals for all. And that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I'm so sorry that your son was there, and I'm so glad that they are all safe. And I think your point is taken. You know, the more and more people in America are going to be touched by gun violence because we are going to, you know more people who are at the site of shootings. And unfortunately, that's just the reality. And then I'm hoping that begins to, you know, change, you know, continue to change public sentiment in the right way.
Susie Kaufman, once again, the organization, of course, is Moms Demand Action. Susie, once again, if people would like, you say you have the Demand app, but let's get them to the website first. Where should they go if they want to find out how they can join your organization and be part of your volunteer corps?
Thanks so much for asking. The best thing people can do is text READY to 64433, and that will get them right in our system, or they can download READY to 64433 is the best way to join our. We're so grateful. Everybody's welcome. You don't have to be a mom. Mothers and others.
READY is the word. READY, READY. The number 64433. Text that. And then, of course, you can get the Demand app, which I'm presuming is available at all app stores, correct?
Yes. Demand Action app.
Demand Action app there. And if you just want to go I can't believe I'm about to say this. If you want to go old school and go to a webpage, momsdemandaction.org, momsdemandaction.org. Susie, all my best on the fight. Congratulations on getting two of these common sense regulations passed. Hopefully this does abate the damage that guns do in this state. And I hope your work continues, and I hope we get more common sense rules put into place. I really appreciate the time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Susie Kaufman from Moms Demand Action Minnesota, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Tell you what, when we come back, I'll give out the contact information again, as well as also just one thing I wanted to bring up about guns as well. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Elizabeth Sullivan.
And I'm Kelly Wagner.
Energize yourself with AM 950's Sunday Shine Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sunday Shine Radio radiates wellness, consciousness, and curiosity.
Join me, Candy Brothel, for green tea conversations at 10 a.m.
Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth at 11 a.m.
And the Being Curious Show at noon.
Our lineup focuses on igniting your own self-discovery and personal wellness.
Tune in every Sunday for Sunday Shine Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And let us guide you on an inspirational journey each week.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
When it comes to houses, disassembly is our game, deconstruction is our fame. There are some bucks for your project. Better Futures Minnesota is your contact.
Instead of demolishing your home, let us take it apart by hand, and we can find the building materials a new home. Limited funds are allotted in 2023 for Hennepin County residents and public entities to make deconstruction even more affordable. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
Summer is going fast, but Next Chapter Booksellers has everything you need to keep up with your summer reading. From the hottest new titles to timeless classics, Next Chapter Booksellers has something for any taste. Their friendly staff are great at making recommendations for the perfect summer read for you or your loved ones. Plus, Next Chapter Booksellers has a wide variety of puzzles and games for those rainy days. So keep up with your summer reading at Next Chapter Booksellers off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Feel boy, baby, do a leap and make them dance when they come on. Everybody looking for a dance, throw the run on.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. So once again, if you want to be part of Moms Demand Action, go to READY, the word READY. Text this, READY, R-E-A-D-Y, to 64433. You can get the Demand Action app, which is available pretty much in every app store there, and then momsdemandaction.org. You can get that there. We have to have common sense out here. We have to have common sense. And once again, I said this yesterday. I was talking about this yesterday. I grew up on hunting weapons. I don't have any problem with hunting weapons. Weapons that, when they were designed for hunting animals. I don't really. I grew up around them. Most responsible hunters I know are aghast by the gun carnage that goes on in this country. Personally, I wouldn't have one, but I don't really have a problem with a personal defense pistol. If you want to have one, fine. It's the weapons that were designed to kill as many enemy combatants as possible, as quickly as possible, being in the hands of people who are dumb enough to accidentally shoot themselves. That's a little bit of a problem. Or people that are clearly looking to cause as much damage as possible. Like in Fargo. And when you look at that, assault weapon, assault weapon, assault weapon, assault pistol, assault pistol, assault pistol. You're like, what in the world? How in the world does our society not look at this and say, okay, are you a collector? And a collector is not stashing them in the corner in a pile in the basement. That's not a collector. That's a hoarder. There's a difference. It's a slight nuance. to that. But we have, that's the thing that's just crazy, and is that we need to step back and say to ourselves, is that really normal? Is some guy in North Dakota building an arsenal to where that they could take on a zombie apocalypse? Is that really normal? Because there's no zombie apocalypse. That's a movie. That's fiction. Zombie apocalypse ain't going to happen. And if your game plan strategy is that you're hoping for a zombie apocalypse because the 16-time loser that you are will finally get erased and you can be the hero of your own story with everyone else gone and a zombie, you're a freaking loser. It ain't going to happen. And no matter how many guns you sit and caress at night, it ain't going to happen. That's not normal. You're not normal. And to any sheriff, and like I said, any sheriff that gets a court order that says you need to take the guns away from this individual, God have mercy on your soul if you say no and then that person turns around and shoots someone else because you're going to get sued and you should get sued. Sued for as much as freaking possible because you didn't do your job. Because at the end of the day, you're supposed to, follow the laws of the state. And if you just don't want to do that because I don't want to, well then, God have mercy on your soul, sir, when you are personally responsible for the murder of someone else. 952-946-6205. The TSA officers have confiscated, how about this, 31 firearms so far this year at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport checkpoints and are on pace to break the record set just last year. In all of 22, TSA officers and MSP discovered 58 firearms on carry-on luggage, which equated to one firearm discovery for every about 197,000 travelers screened. That was up from 56 the year before, 37 in 2018. The rise in firearms found at security checkpoints at MSP manners a nationwide trend in which TSA officers have intercepted more than 3,250 firearms in the first 6 months of the year, on average of 18 per day in this country. Now, I don't know how stupid you really are. I mean, I have got, because of the car accident, I've got metal screws and rods in my back now. I've also got a metal hip. So I get to go through the fancy schmancy, body scanner when I go to the airport. Oh, it's a delight. So I get to go do that. But that's what I have to. I don't know what you think is going to happen that you think is like, oh, there's a gun there. Well, okay. By the way, can I just bring, if you're flying to most states, hell, you probably can just go from the airport to the local gun shop, buy a gun, and have a gun with you at that point. I just don't know why you're that stupid that you think you're going to be able to get away with putting a gun in luggage and taking it through an airport. But as much as people, the right-wing media in this state wants to vilify, there were some minority kids in Minneapolis with some fireworks. There's a ton of people trying to go into MSP, getting into airplanes with guns. It's terrifying. It's terrifying. If you are far more bothered by some kids with some fireworks than you are about people trying to get guns onto airplanes, I can't help you. I can't help you. Moms Demand Action, good job on getting some of this stuff done, and I hope the rest of your agenda gets finished out as well. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out, as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Crooner's Supper Club invites you to enjoy drinks, a delicious dinner, and live music from both big-name local and national artists in a wide array of styles. Before or after your show, check out the new Maggie's Lounge, a perfect spot to visit with friends. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays beginning at 4:30 with cocktails and light fare. And you don't need a ticket to enjoy the great atmosphere of Maggie's. Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65, a little piece of old-school nightlife in the 21st century.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, are the arts for everyone?
Art that's not for everyone is self-indulgent and elitist.
Art made for the masses is just commercial tripe.
Can't art be accessible without sacrificing quality?
Can't art be cognitively challenging without being elitist?
The arts for all? Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. on AM 950.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 83, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 62, and Saturday chance for thunderstorms with a high around 86. At Crooner's Supper Club, the entertainment doesn't stop when the show ends. Head over to Maggie's Lounge for some post-show drinks and great conversation. You'll love the relaxed and friendly atmosphere. That's Maggie's Lounge at Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65. More at croonersloungemn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Patrick, I know as soon as you're done here at the radio station, you're scrambling over to the latest movie theater to go catch Barbie, right?
Oh, it actually had crossed my mind.
Actually. It looks funny. It looks good. Margot Robbie does a great job, and Ryan Gosling is fantastic in everything he's in. And Greta Gerwig, you know, the director, is pretty good. It looks like an entertaining film.
It does. Actually, I wouldn't be going tonight because I have a fairly early morning tomorrow. But I've got some time tomorrow afternoon. But, of course, there's also that other movie that's coming out.
Oppenheimer.
This year, yes.
Yeah. No. And by the way, Oppenheimer even higher rated than Barbie. I think that's at 94 on Rotten Tomatoes. And it's star studded. It's one of those real stories which has got a lot of grippingness to it. Are you going to be like one of these people that when you finally do see it are going to do they're doing the double feature? They're going to go see Barbie and then they're going to see Oppenheimer. Are going to see Oppenheimer and then go see Barbie.
That's actually a good idea.
That's not a bad idea. I'm not against it. Especially if you've got like a rainy Saturday, why not go in there and enjoy that? To give you an idea, Barbie I think is going to be huge. My youngest daughter all of a sudden looks at me. She goes, "We got advanced tickets. Like they got tickets to Taylor Swift. We got advanced tickets. We're going to go see Barbie." And they went last night, and apparently the theater was jam packed full. And yeah, so they're going to go out and see that. The reason I bring this up is because there's another movie I talked about earlier this week, Sound of Freedom, that is out there playing. Now, once again, the movie itself sounds like contrived. It does. I mean, and that's not, hey, child sex trafficking is a horrible thing. Understood. You don't necessarily have to worship this film to be someone who is against child sex trafficking. You can be against it. This film, it seems kind of sleazy. By the way, one of the inspirations, the supposedly inspirational hero in this film, apparently is someone who at one point had slept with a child. I heard someone told me that. I'm like, what? I'm not going to go see it. I don't know. I mean, it's contrived. And the star of the film and the individual the film is based on, we talked about this earlier this week. They've been out there running around trying to do this adrenochrome thing where they've made up this, you know, it's blood libel. It's the same thing for hundreds and hundreds of years that people have said to vilify the Jews. What they're doing now is they're not calling it Jews. They're saying it's the global elitists, which, you know, yeah. Considering how many times they refer to you know, some groups, I shouldn't say them per se necessarily, but some groups refer to, the Jewish community as global elitists, especially when it's like when they're, going after their tried and true, who's the financier out of Omaha? I can't remember the name off the top of my head. Do you remember off the top of your head there? Yeah, let me know when you see that. God, yeah, it's, it's, uh, they, they, you know, they constantly go on out there and vilify that guy. Anyway, needless to say, it's just blood libel. And this Androchrome thing, and we talked about this earlier this week. Where did this come from? This isn't actual science or anything like that. That's not this. It comes from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the Hunter S. Thompson book. And he admits he made it up. He admits he made it up. And yeah, it doesn't make sense. I mean, and they're saying, well, they basically take these kids in and torture them. And right before they die, they inject them and take out this adrenochrome. And then they inject it themselves and they live forever. I said, wait a second. Did you just listen to what you just said? Because your whole theory basically basks on the fact that these people are living forever, which they're not living forever. Like I said, that's Caviezel, and that's the guy the movie's based on. They're running around, and there's this conservative mentality that basically, because of this movie, that you know, that if you know, this is a movie that basically proves that all, you know, liberals are child sex traffickers, and that's kind of this mentality that's coming from the right, and it's just ludicrous. Needless to say, I'm not going to go see that movie, but someone pointed out something to me that I thought was kind of interesting. It apparently there is an astroturfing that's going on here, or an alleged astroturfing that's going on here, that is kind of going out there and basically filling up these movie theater screenings, buying out the entire screening, and no one's inside the screening. Warren Buffett. Thank you. Warren Buffett was the individual I was thinking of there. Warren Buffett. Thank you. But, okay, so there are screenings of The Sound of Freedom where it's sold out, and basically there's no one in the theater. And I've seen a few different videos of this where people have gone on, and you can go this. If you go buy movie theater tickets, most movie theaters allow you to pick your seats in them now. That's what they do. So you go in there, you pick your seats, and you basically then can see how many seats have already been sold. And someone noticed that, well, okay, wait a second here. There was 4 seats sold for the showing at 3. There was 5 seats shown for the showing at 5. There are the theater sold out at 7. Sold out at 7, but then there's only 3 seats sold for the 9:30. So they would go to the movie theater, they'd poke their head into the Sound of Music showing, and the theater is completely empty. There's an individual who went out there, who Tizzy Ent posted this. She went out there and she said, I can't believe this is true, but she indeed herself found a screening of Sound of Freedom that it was sold out, but the theater was completely empty. Now, there is nothing illegal with someone buying out a theater. You know, if someone wants to do that, they're more than welcome to do that. That's their right. That's their prerogative. That's how they want to spend their money. That's fine. But then what you're doing is doing like when a far righto, you know, personality puts a book out and far righto groups buy up thousands of copies of the book just so the book can land on the New York Times bestseller list. And they say, see, we have a New York Times bestseller. Yeah, but you basically only got that because you put your hand on the scale. You know, if this is really an astroturfing thing, which, once again, you guys are entitled to go, the people on the right are entitled to go spend their money on these movies any way they want to. If that's what you're doing, well, that's fine. But then don't act like this is some sort of, you know, upswelling from good old fashioned common sense America. No, it's not. It's you guys are filling up the theaters. So today, as I was looking at possibly going to the Barbie movie, I said, hey, there's Sound of Freedom. So I'm up on the AMC app. This is the AMC app. And you can see how many seats are available in each showing. So I pull up the Sound of Freedom for all their locations here in the metro. And I start clicking through them and just seeing, okay, are any of these sold out? And indeed, I came across 2. And once again, most of them, 2-3 seats sold. You know, maybe 7 or 8 seats sold. Not that many. But then all of a sudden you'd see a theater that's completely sold out. Now, I'm not saying that's not legitimate. You know, like I said, even if some guy is just buying out the theater and letting the movie play to no one, those are someone still buying the tickets. But it could be a church group. It could be a youth group. Could be some coworkers. Could be something like that. They're all just doing an outing. They're going to go see the movie. Could easily be. But if you just so happen to be at the AMC movie theater in Coon Rapids today at the 5:45 showing of Sound of Freedom, be respectful. Don't make a noise. Don't make a thing. But if you could poke your head into that theater in the Coon Rapids AMC at 5:45 and see if it's sold out, it could be. It could easily be. Seems like a bit of an outlier. Or if you're in Eden Prairie, at the AMC in Eden Prairie here, they got a showing of Sound of Freedom at 7:30 tonight. And that's sold out, or for all pretensive purposes, it's sold out. So if you happen to be in the AMC theater in Eden Prairie tonight to go watch Barbie or Oppenheimer or, you know, Transformers, whatever, and you just want to go poke your head and say, is this theater really overflowing with people? Go ahead. Just take a quickie peek inside. Just see how many people are in that showing at 7:30 in Eden Prairie at the AMC there, or at 5:45 in the Coon Rapids AMC. Once again, be respectful. Be not, you know, don't make noise. Don't scream or shout. And once again, don't be surprised if you walk in there and the theater is indeed full of people. Could easily be. But if you do go in there and it is empty, let me know. If it's completely empty, take a picture and send it to me, okay? You can do that on the social media sites. I've got like 80 of them now. So you can go Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, Mastodon. If you happen to be at one of these theaters and you go in there, the 5:45 showing in Coon Rapids at the AMC there, or the 7:30 showing in Eden Prairie at the AMC there, and you go in and there's not a single person in the showing, considering that showing is sold out, take a photo really quick and you can send that to me, because that would be more proof that indeed there is an astroturfing movement going on. And a lot of people are going to be in the theater, not necessarily for Sound of Freedom, but for like the Barbie movie. So once again, I want to be very clear here. Be very respectful. No reason to make a scene or anything like that. If you go into the theater at Coon Rapids AMC at 5:45 or the Eden Prairie AMC at 7:30 and you walk in there and you just check, you can quietly do so. If it's full, it's full. I am being very clear. It's quite literally could be. Could be an outing of anyone. But if it's not full, if it's completely empty, that'd be great if you could just take a photo and send that to me. That'd be great. Like I said, if it's empty, you're not going to upset anyone in the theater taking a photo. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. And as we've been talking about for a few weeks now, with this Republican push to vilify the left, whether it's Jim Caviezel trying to use his movie to imply that the Democratic leadership is killing children and drinking their adrenochrome and living forever. Which, no, none of that is real. And by the way, Jim Caviezel says, I've seen video. Dude, if you've seen video, contact the police and give them the video, because that would be a crime. And you basically seeing a video and saying, well, I guess there's nothing else I need to see. I've fulfilled my jollies seeing something like that. No. You see a video that has something like that on there, you need to contact the police immediately. And the fact that you haven't kind of makes me wonder and kind of ask a question. So needless to say, and what his video, he said he's seen video where the adrenochrome thing is happening. That's not happening. Once again, that was created by Hunter S. Thompson in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It's a made-up thing, which now they think is canon within American society. We had a few weeks ago the case of Little Rouge down in Chaska, where they were going to have a drag queen story hour, and some of the same group of people, undeniably people that think Sound of Freedom is the greatest movie ever made, were storming into Little Rouge and screaming about grooming children with the drag queen story hour. And nothing could be further from the truth. It was a hoot, and it sounded like a lot of people turned out, and so good for them. As you guys on the right sit and focus kind of intently on these made-up fantasy villains that you're creating in your mind, one of the big freaking problems you clown cars are having is you're missing the actual criminals that are doing some real damage. Case in point, a Pine City man has been charged with using social media to sexually exploit minors. On Thursday, Caleb Vincent McLaughlin, 26, was arrested and charged with soliciting, producing, receiving, and distributing images of child pornography and enticing a child to engage in illegal sexual activity. Since at least January of 2019, McLaughlin had used social media to solicit girls in Minnesota ranging from age 11 to 16-year-old, according to court documents. Dear Lord. This is 2019, so this was 4 years ago. That was when he was 22. He would direct the girls to create explicit images and videos and send to him. In order to do this, he pretended to be a 17-year-old and used his screen names, including Jake Benson, Lift 11, or Tech4CM. McLaughlin also offered the girls drugs, alcohol, cash, and gift cards in exchange for sex acts. McLaughlin's preliminary and detention hearing is scheduled for Tuesday, U.S. District Court in Minneapolis. As you guys on the right are sitting there, and by the way, just in case you missed the big point, not a drag queen, all right? Not a drag queen. A horrible individual. But let me ask the question, how many times was this person not caught because Republicans were far more concerned about the adrenochrome? And the drag queens are groomers. And the person that was actually doing the damage was allowed to continue to do their damage because you guys only look through the world of a prism of politics. And you don't really care about a lot of these victims. Sure didn't care when Donald Trump ripped these kids away from their families, of which 700 still have yet to be reunited with their parents. Sure didn't care that much when Greg Abbott and Meatball Ron are out there human trafficking people today by shipping them away from their state. That's human trafficking. You couldn't care less about that. And meanwhile, there are actual people out there who are causing real damage to children. And you guys just don't seem to care. Because it's not adrenochrome, it's not Jim Caviezel, it's not Sound of Freedom, it's not groomers and drag shows, and so there's no point in you getting upset about it. This is why you guys are frauds. You're not really concerned about this. You're only concerned about these things as long as you can use it for a political narrative. And that's what makes you truly disgusting. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at seward.coop.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. We're heading into July and the heart of summer. The backyard barbecues over Independence Day will bring a lot of family and friends over to the house, and your kids will spend a lot of time outdoors on the sports fields and in the backyard. But that also means your guests are going to be spilling the potato salad and your kids are going to be tracking in who knows what from their outdoor explorations or off the sports fields. July is National Carpet Cleaning Month, and because of that, check out this amazing deal Zero Res has going. Zero Res is offering 3 rooms starting at just $129 and get a 4th room free. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month and take 20% off any air duct cleaning. Call 952-ZERO-RES or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com and ask for the AM 950 special. Again, don't wait. Book your appointment today. Backward or forward, smells the same. Zero Res.
SeniorCommunities.guide is your free online website to find housing, care, and resources for seniors in Minnesota. Use the powerful, award-winning search tool to quickly improve your search. You will have all the information you need to contact providers directly without any hassle. Start your search now at SeniorCommunities.guide and follow us on Facebook for interesting articles, helpful advice, and how older adults are changing the world. SeniorCommunities.guide.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Dr. Joe is saying, remember to take your CO2 meter in to check your theaters out to make sure that they're CO2 compliant. Thanks, Dr. Joe. Like I said, I thought it was kind of odd that all of a sudden on the Friday when the biggest movie weekend of the year so far with Barbie and Oppenheimer opening up, that just randomly two different showings of Sound of Freedom had full audiences. The 5:45 in Coon Rapids, and then the 7:30 up in Eden Prairie. So, if you just happen to be in the theater and poke your head in there and see how full those theaters are, we can see if this astroturfing thing, if there's anything legitimate to that. So, 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Speaking of fraudulent Republicans, and speaking of Meatball Ron... Okay, like I said, I don't appreciate Donald Trump for anything, but Meatball Ron is a solid nickname. Meatball Ron's at it again. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has set his sights on Bud Light, the latest development in what has turned into an ongoing crisis for the beer brand following its brief partnership with an influencer, Dylan Mulvaney, who is trans 4 months ago. And once again, the fact that we actually have a news outlet writing a story like this is disturbing because Bud Light didn't do anything wrong. And every time we have a story out there, it's like, Bud Light's in trouble again. What you're doing is implying that Bud Light did something wrong, when really what it is bigots have basically set their sights. I mean, once again, Chick-fil-A forever was a mecca for MAGA people. And then they've got they basically hired some people to make sure that they were, compliant with laws and basically inclusivity. And all of a sudden it was the woke chicken. Kind of, these people are ludicrous and nutbags. And by the way, once again, shame on Target, shame on Bud Light. You guys should never have backed down. The second you guys did was when the second you basically, you lost that fight. And it's a shame you guys have lost your spines. Really, it has. Anyway, but Bud Light didn't do anything wrong here by doing this. So implying that they are failing because they decided to do this is irresponsible journalism. DeSantis, a Republican presidential candidate, suggested that Bud Light parent company Anheuser-Busch breached legal duties owed to its shareholders as a result of the decision to associate its Bud Light brand with a radical social ideologies. He wrote this in a Thursday letter to the state's pension fund manager. Mulvaney said, made a couple of bubbly promotional posts on social media featuring Bud Light with the hashtag Bud Light Partner to signal a sponsorship. The governor urged Lamar Taylor, the interim director of the State Board of Administration, which manages Florida's retirement funds for the public workers, to consider legal action against Anheuser-Busch. It is not totally clear what legal consequences the multinational corporation might face for making a business decision. It is interesting. This is their punishing corporate America. This is the new Republican Party. That unless your corporation pushes Republican ideology, that they are going to try to destroy you with a smile on your face. As they basically, by the way, still go to your executives and say, boy, if you could write me a donation for my campaign. Or, hey, I'd love a job as a representative for the beer industry after I get done with my legal term, my political shift. I think that I'm going to talk more about Republicans coming up in the next hour as well, because they're in trouble. They're in actually big trouble because of how badly they have ruined. Speaking of brand name management, they've damaged theirs pretty badly. But just take a look at this. You know, their whole point is to vilify anyone that they disagree with. And they will go after corporations. They will go after individuals. This is just who they are. They're broken people. And, you know, you sure aren't corporate. You're pro-corporation because that's not what Meatball Ron is. Hour two up next.
Is your remote workforce putting your company at risk? Cyber criminals are targeting your employees with COVID-19-inspired emails and attacking businesses like yours. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. Rimark has the tools and expertise to enable your employees to work securely from home. If you need help getting your staff to work remotely and securely, call 651-328-8900 or go to RimarkIT.com. That's 651-328-8900 or RimarkIT.com.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.